EU Commission, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Chehadeh, for this update. Your personal involvement into these complex negotiations has been noted, and we are thankful for your help in bringing this, it seems, towards a conclusion. Now, we, the European Commission, does not take a position on anything until we see the thing, and we understand that the contract is not yet finalized, so we will reserve any judgment we might possibly wish to make until we will see the final results. I also should note, and this is since we are for the record, we are in an open session for the record, that our position is that we as part of the GAC gave you the kind of political indication of what we thought was important to put in the Register Accreditation Agreement, but the nitty-gritty details of the content of that agreement is a matter of negotiation between two private parties, whether it's ICANN and the Registrar, specifically ICANN and the Registrars. I just would like to have a confirmation from you and from the board that you have an understanding how important it is for Europe to work together in the fight against cybercrime. In fact, you might know that the European Union has recently launched a European Cybercrime Center, representatives of which are with us at this meeting, but also to ensure that other interests and rights are also protected. And I'm referring here not only to privacy and personal data protection, but also to other rights in general, and to ensure that the rule of law is preserved into whatever procedure will be finalizing the Register Accreditation Agreement. Now, we understand, and I conclude here, I understand that in the draft new Register Accreditation Agreement, there are exemption procedures envisioned to make sure that registrars, which are subject to European Union or its member states' jurisdictions, do not have to violate European Union law, which would, of course, not be acceptable, in order to comply with the Register Accreditation Agreement. I would just like to impress on the board that this particular NOU, Mr. Chehadeh, that this particular process, this particular exemption procedure, and in general the fact that applicable law has to be respected, must be preserved throughout the process towards its conclusion. Thank you.
Yeah, I can confirm that's the case.